Welcome to Serving Today, the program for pastors and church leaders. I'm Andrew Cook. It's wonderful to be in your company once again. God's Warfare Against Satan, more in the Spirit World series. Well, here on Serving Today, we continue our series on the spirit world with Graham Jones. And here he is to tell us what we're thinking about this time.
Spiritual warfare is God's warfare against all that is evil. And the purpose of spiritual warfare is to destroy the enemy. God will destroy Satan and his evil angels and all who follow him. So today we'll look at how God continues that warfare against Satan through the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we will also see the complete defeat of Satan at the last battle.
What's the first point that you'd like to make?
Firstly, God's warfare against Satan means Satan is already a defeated foe. We should remind ourselves that the Bible shows that Satan has already been defeated. At the beginning, when Satan was in heaven, he rebelled against God, and he was judged by God, and Satan was thrown out of heaven. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, we read,
"The great dragon was hurled down, that ancient serpent called the devil or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled down to earth and his angels with him."
We've also seen that when the promised Saviour Jesus came, he came to defeat Satan and to destroy Satan's work. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, we read,
"The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work."
In Jesus, God is victorious over Satan, sin and death. Jesus, the Son of God, defeated Satan at the cross by paying for our sins. Let us read Colossians chapter 2, verse 15.
"Jesus, having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross."
At the cross, Jesus took the punishment for our sins. This verse says Jesus took away Satan's power to accuse us. Jesus showed everyone Satan is a beaten enemy. It says Jesus triumphed over them by the cross. It's a picture of a victorious Jesus leading the defeated enemies, Satan and his evil spirits, in chains into the market square. We do not need to fear Satan and his spirits. Jesus is victorious. If you're trusting in the Lord Jesus, no plan of Satan can stand against you. No spirit can defeat you. No curse can hold you back. We look only to Jesus, our one mediator with God, to our only redeemer from sin, to deliver us from Satan's power.
What's the next area that you'd like to focus on?
Secondly, God's warfare against Satan continues through his church. The Bible teaches that the church shares in the warfare of God against Satan and his evil spirits. In Romans chapter 16, verse 20, we read this,
"The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet."
God had promised in Genesis chapter 3 to crush the evil one. And God crushes Satan at the cross of Jesus by dealing with our sins. But Paul is teaching also that God will crush Satan under our feet. God does this in three ways. God crushes Satan under our feet by Christian believers living pure and godly lives. Paul says in Ephesians 6, verse 13,
"Therefore put on the full armour of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand."
We stand firm against Satan and his schemes by trusting in the Lord Jesus, by loving and obeying the Lord. We turn from sin and turn to God. We don't follow Satan and his ways. We do not consult witches or mediums. We do not contact the living dead. And we seek with God's help to live uprightly before God. In these ways, we can be freed from the influence of Satan and his evil spirits, and the curses that they bring. By living a godly life, a Christian can fight Satan and his schemes. The second way that God crushes Satan under our feet is by Christian believers proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus has disarmed and defeated Satan and will destroy him at the last battle. We crush Satan under our feet by declaring the gospel, the good news of forgiveness and freedom in Jesus. God sends us to be witnesses to the saving power of the Lord Jesus. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 and 19, after his resurrection, Jesus said,
"All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."
Jesus has all authority over all things, even over Satan and his evil spirits. And so Jesus sends us to go and make disciples from all people, from all nations. We preach the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ. The gospel is that God has sent his Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, and Jesus has died on the cross for sinners. And so we must repent of our sins and trust in the Saviour, so we may have forgiveness and new life. This message of the gospel releases sinners from Satan's grip. We do not fight Satan with our fists and our pangers. We fight him by proclaiming the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ.
So, how does the proclamation of the gospel defeat Satan?
We teach people there is freedom from following Satan and his evil spirits. We can be delivered from Satan's kingdom and brought into the kingdom of God's Son, Jesus Christ. In those verses in Matthew 28, we see that Jesus has all authority. We do not engage in defeating so-called territorial spirits. We do not bind Satan and banish him. What we do is we proclaim Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Saviour. We lift up the name of Jesus, and he will draw people to himself. When people trust in Jesus, he brings new life to them. They know God's reign in their lives. The Bible says that Satan has blinded the eyes of unbelievers. And so we take the gospel message to them, people living in darkness. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ that brings light and brings life. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 4 and 6,
"The God of this age, Satan, has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ."
As we preach the good news of Jesus, God brings his light into people's hearts. They see who Jesus is, that Jesus is the light of the world. And the light of the gospel brings people out of Satan's darkness into the light of trusting in Jesus Christ. In proclaiming the gospel of Jesus, we are turning people from the power of Satan to the power of God. Paul describes his ministry in Acts chapter 26, verse 18, as
"opening their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith."
The gospel turns people from following Satan's darkness to the light of trusting in the Saviour Jesus. The gospel releases people from Satan's power, so that they receive God's forgiveness in Jesus Christ. Satan has his strongholds, and it is the message of the cross that demolishes the strongholds of Satan and brings people to redemption. It is the message of the gospel that releases sinners from Satan's power. It is only the gospel of Jesus Christ that can rescue people from Satan's power, and so the church makes the gospel known.
Graham, do you have an example to share from your experience in Kenya?
In Western Kenya, we have several cults who do not teach the truth. Some of these focus on the Old Testament and on rituals. And it's this wrong teaching that is one of Satan's ways of bringing spiritual confusion. When church planting in one of the villages, many of the people who attended the new congregation came from this cultic group. It took a while, with regular preaching of the gospel and consistent discipleship, before the confusion that Satan had brought was dispelled. It was a slow process of helping the believers understand and embrace the gospel and to know what it is to live for Jesus Christ. So God crushes Satan under our feet as we live godly lives, as we proclaim the gospel. And the third way that God crushes Satan under our feet is by prayer. Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew chapter 6, verse 10.
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
As Christian believers pray, God's kingdom is being built and Satan's kingdom is being defeated. God's kingdom grows by people coming to faith in Jesus Christ. God's kingdom grows by Christians living holy lives. And so as believers pray for God's will to be done, Satan's will is not being done. We're praying that God's will that is done in heaven will be done in a similar way here on earth. That God's rule and reign in the Lord Jesus will be seen in this world. These are the ways God will crush Satan under our feet. By believers living godly lives, by proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, and by prayer.
Well, we look forward to the concluding part of the Spirit World series next time here on Serving Today. We do hope that you can join us again. So this is Andrew Cook saying goodbye. May God's will be done in heaven and on earth as you serve Jesus Christ.